This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing for a moment. Taking several deep cleansing breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself as you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out. Now put your attention in your etheric body and all of your chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within each of you. And focus on the alignment along the spinal cord of those chakras. And if they are out of alignment, just simply with your intention, with your focus, with your visualization skills, just bring those chakras back into alignment and focus on the colors of each of the chakras. As you look at all of them, if you're looking at them from outside of the etheric body and you were looking at that etheric body now, focus on those 9 chakras in perfect alignment and the respective colors of each. And the colors in each of the chakras, see them as brilliant, bright colors. And starting with the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Know that as you focus on that chakra, you are connecting now your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body with the Earth, with Gaia, connecting with her. And now move up to the root chakra and see that as a brilliant, bright ruby red color. Then moving up to the sacral area orange, to the solar plexus, bright, bright, brilliant yellow. Heart center, the midpoint between the 4 chakras below and the 4 chakras above. Deep blue-green. The high heart center, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now bring all of these chakras together as one, merging them all into one, into the soul star chakra, and bringing the intensity of each of those colors, which raises the vibration within each of those chakras. So see all of the chakras coming together now in the soul star chakra in a brilliant, bright vibrational frequency. Energy shooting out in all directions from your soul star chakra now, which has your etheric and your astral body merged in with it, into your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle. Let yourself now begin to rise upward, leaving your physical body falling behind. Literally see your physical body now falling below you as you rise up through the roof of whatever building you're in, if you're out in nature, just up into the sky, higher and higher through the clouds, through the sun's rays, higher and higher till you pass the point of the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of the millions of ships and the planets in the solar system and the great solar sun of this solar system. And you see the Earth's Gaia down below. And as you look down at Earth, as you look at the surface of the Earth, become aware of the vibrational frequency that is there. Know that it has certainly risen over a period of time. It is much, much higher vibrational frequency than, say, 10, 20 years ago, even 5, even 4, 3, 2, 1 years ago. It is continuing to raise higher and higher. And as the vibrational frequency raises, so too does the consciousness of man. Even though it doesn't appear so, for as you are looking down at the earth, you may be seeing pockets of darkness everywhere, which still exist on the surface of the planet. Not so much below the planet, except in certain areas, and not very much above the planet. But just on the surface, pockets of darkness. But now, see the violet flame. The violet flame which you brought out in your tools of protection. That violet flame that is surrounding your physical body now, your astral body and your etheric body. And see the violet flame expanding and growing. And see it expand and grow across the entire planet to all villages and cities and towns and states and countries, across the oceans, continents. So it's expanded around the entire planet. And pay specific attention to the area in Hawaii, that of the Maui area. How fire has purged out all the old there. So even though it seems like a very negative happening, it has positive overtones. It is part of the great plan for purging of the earth is happening everywhere. It does not only happen by fire, physical fire, but it happens with spiritual fire, with the violet flame. So see the violet flame now in that specific area where that all those fires happened. And see the violet flame purging out all the old programming. The area has been purged by fire, but see the area spiritually purged now. and all the old programming being purged away, and the energies rising in that area. And from the ruins, from the purged out areas, see life returning. See energy rising, consciousness rising, people understanding of what has happened here, and awakening to the process. And then see now all the pockets of darkness across the planet, wherever they might be, parts of Europe, of Ukraine, parts of Africa, wherever they might be. See energy rising, vibrational frequency increasing, consciousness increasing, bringing on the great awakening across the entire globe. And all of nature, all of Gaia herself, responding to the higher level of consciousness. And that of the weather diminishing over a period of time, where there were hurricanes and tornadoes and cyclones and flooding previously, see everything becoming calm, relaxed, energy flowing freely throughout Gaia, at the surface of Gaia, positive light energy flowing everywhere and connecting to the Christ consciousness grid, the crystalline grid, all around the planet, which connects to the ley line, the vortex points across the planet. All coming together, energy flowing freely through all of the meridians of the planet, all of the sacred places, and where those sacred places had been filled with darkness, see them now filled with light. Light and energy and love spreading everywhere. Light and love and power restoring the plan on earth. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Just intend that you're back to your physical body, bringing your astral and etheric body back in, your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle coming back into your body. And feel your body, your physical body now, filled with energy. And light and energy flowing freely through your body, through all of the meridians, connecting all areas, your cellular structure. Light flowing freely through all the cells of your body. Your body, your physical body becoming enlivened, your astral and etheric body all combined together, all of the higher mental bodies within you, all connecting as one, one together, light everywhere. Literally see light. Through your third eye now, see light everywhere, all around you. Wherever you are, the room that you are in, filled with light and energy. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in these continuing times of great change. But I wish to make one change to what you had spoken of in your discussion earlier. One correction, where you said this is the greatest show on earth. It is not just on earth or in earth. It is in the entire galaxy. It is the greatest show in this galaxy. For so many have come to watch this show, to be a part of this show. All of you included in coming here and being a part of this. You are not only just watching from afar, but every single thought that you have, every single thought that goes out into the universal mind of consciousness, raises that consciousness or lowers it. Whatever it is that you send out comes back to all of the collective consciousness of man. So know that with every thought that you have, you are creating the life ahead of you. Life for yourselves individually and life as a collective consciousness together. Together as one. You move together as one. Never separate. For you have never been separate. Never been separated from the Christ consciousness and the universal source. You've never been separated. Only within your mind have you considered being separated. And all of the programming that you have had over the countless lifetimes that you have been here has created that idea of separateness. But never, not once, has it been real. So know that as you continue to move through this great show on Earth and in the galaxy, know that you are affecting each and every moment moving forward. So as you look at everything that is happening, as you become aware of all of the external functions of this plan, know within yourselves that always it is a part of the great universal plan that has been in the works for thousands and thousands of years here on this planet. And you are indeed coming to the end of this part of the plan. Know that always the plan continues on. Never will it have an ending. Just this part of the plan will eventually come to an end. And wherever there is an end, there is a new beginning to another phase. And you are entering at this point another great phase in this plan. And because of the great awakening that is happening all across the planet, to all areas of the planet, to all people across the planet, even if they are not aware yet of being awakened, many are beginning to question, just as you had those questions early on in this lifetime and even previous lifetimes, where you asked those questions, why am I here? What is this all about? What can I do to affect change? When you began to ask those questions, you received answers. And just as you receive answers, those that are now asking those questions will also receive answers and will be led to others such as yourselves who will be ready. As part of your mission, you will be ready to answer those questions, to answer the call, just as you answered the call long, long ago at the Great Conclave, to be a part of this expression. Just as you answered the call then, you will be ready to answer the call again now. For this is who you are. Each and every one of you, everyone that resonates not only to these words, verbal words, but also to the words written in print, those that resonate to this are becoming ready to answer the call once again. Call that has gone out across the entire galaxy for those that come in their ships, in their many different forms and colors and shapes, have come to be a part of this great expression, this great awakening here within the galaxy, and certainly here in the Earth. Those from above and those from below will all come together at the surface of this planet and join all of you when the energy, when the frequency vibration has raised enough. And all will then answer the call. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. That you all are ready, ready indeed, to answer the call.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, greetings to you, one of the servants here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you in any way that we can to be of service, as that is what we do, that is what we are here for, and those of you that are a part on this call and those that resonate to these words are also a part of being of service. That of the idea of service to self is indeed fading away more and more as the old programming is becoming purged out more and more. And wherever the old programming is purged out, the new programming, your own programming, your own creative programming replaces that. The reality, creating your own reality, that is what you are all doing and becoming more and more focused on doing. So do that. In every moment moving forward, create your own reality. Create the life that you want all around you. For that is how the new age, the new golden age, is going to come about and be here in these moments with all of you. We are ready for your questions now, if you have them.
This is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
Shall I go first? Or?
Sure. All right,
well, thank you, dear. So in this guided meditation where we are being asked to take a look at our chakras and align our chakras, I was given a very powerful vibration, and I'm asking about the chakras of the planet, of beloved Gaia. Can you speak to us about her chakras and where the crystalline energetic grid that we could pour our powerful energy to help assist in her alignment of her chakras. Thank you.
It is very interesting that you have come up with this question and this idea here, because that is something that we have been moving you forward to in your meditations here, in your guided meditations, where first we work with the chakras within each and every one of you, and then the connection comes to that of the chakras of Gaia herself. For every being has a chakra, has chakra centers. There is no exception. Yes, thank you for that word. There is no exception. And that is what you will be in the times coming when we feel that the frequency is right for this, where you will be making that connection from your chakra centers within you to the chakra centers of Gaia herself, of the earth, of Mother Earth. And to know that you are connecting to that will be a new phase for each and every one of you to move through. And we believe Shoshana has something she wishes to add here.
We do not wish to add. We wish to ask. We wish to ask a question here. May we ask a question, dear sister?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Dear sister, the idea of aligning another's chakras has to be at the request of the one that feels misalignment. So we would ask you if you feel a calling from Gaia to assist her.
Yes, I have always felt, or a long time felt, a connection to Gaia, to beloved Earth. I have been taken a couple of years ago to the powerful crystalline structure within the planet, specifically the amethyst crystals. That was a few years ago, and I work with crystals. And I surround myself with crystals. So beloved Gaia means a great deal to me, the Mother Earth giving life everywhere. And so I feel that with the dark energy being released from her, as we are being shown in many ways, that she's asking for assistance. And I feel that this group is very powerful and can assist with that.
And we would say, dear sister, that follow your heart, follow your guidance. If you believe that you are there to assist and you feel that calling, you would answer that calling. Others may not hear that calling. Others may not hear the request, and they may. What we always do is ask that each simply follow their heart and their own guidance. Namaste.
Yes, and we add here that in order for this to occur as a group meditation here and working with your chakras and the chakras of Gaia herself would be a little bit dangerous at this point for your central nervous systems, for some of you, not all. But that is why we have held back at this point. We cannot take that risk here to bring too much energy into you at once. And that working with the chakra centers of Gaia herself would be quite a bit of energy to work with here. That is all we can say on this. It will come when the frequency vibration is right for it.
We might add here that if this sister has this calling, we absolutely believe that she must follow that. Namaste.
Yes, as an individual, yes.
Thank you.
there be any other questions here?
Yes, can I ask my question now?
Yes.
My brother and myself are pretty much at our wit's end in trying to care for my mother, who has a severe case of dementia. I just want to ask the question of, is there any way possible if I get her a grounding sheet for her bed and her pillow, if that will help at all, or if she's just destined to live out the rest of her days in a nursing home that we can't afford yet?
What we would tell you is for this particular type of thing, you need to follow your inner guidance, whatever that is, and not to reach out to others for the answers here, because the answers are already within you. You already know how to proceed here and how to connect with your mother in this respect, and to respect her wishes within herself as she is moving closer and closer to the end of this part of her sojourn. And to interfere with that is not what you are needing to do. Now, with that understanding, you can certainly ask for guidance and ask for assistance in helping her to live out these last times in a more positive fashion, we will say. That is what you can do at this point. Now, Shoshana may have something more specific that can be helpful here.
We would ask a question, dear brother. May we ask a question?
I will say yes, but I have one question for you before that. Has anyone ever said no to you when you ask if you can share?
We do not understand.
Every time you want to share something, you ask permission to share, and nobody has ever said no, as far as I know.
We have a directive, dear brother. We simply have a directive to follow. As all beings would benefit from asking permission, you see. So we have a directive to follow, to request that we ask before we share. We do not wish to be hurtful in any way, and we do not know if anyone would ever say, no, we do not wish for you to share. But you must understand that we are following our guidance. Does this make sense, dear brother?
I guess, but one who's heard never asked that question.
He may not have that guidance, dear brother.
And you are already asking the question when you ask it. So we already have permission then to answer the question.
So we will say, dear brother, may we continue here, dear brother?
Please do.
Dear brother, we hear the pain and frustration of your situation and the pain and frustration of what to do, how to do it, how to proceed. We hear that from you, dear brother.
Yep.
And we will say that there is truly not an answer that can come that will specifically alleviate your emotional state. We cannot help your emotional state, but we, as one who serves, has given that you work on seeing the conclusion of this. Now we will say that you must have done your research on the grounding sheets. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've tried them myself. I can't really say that they really help that much, but I do have one.
And are you asking that if you provide this for this one that is going through this painful experience, that it would alleviate it? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, at least to slow down the dementia or just to even cure it.
We have not found, dear brother, that this mechanism known as a grounding sheet would assist her. We have not found that. We have found that as in your conversation, that your beliefs, your focus, your feelings will ultimately assist the condition that you find yourself in, the situation that you find yourself in. And we know that is not much of an answer for you, that you wish to find a mechanism. You wish to find a physical answer for this. We will tell you now there is none. There is no physical answer. As the being that finds herself in the situation that she finds herself in is following her own guidance, is following her own soul's path. And you are participating in that soul's path because you are part of that. How you react, how you respond, how you move forward will affect the external of this situation. So we ask you to pray. We ask you to ask for source, ask for guidance, ask your higher self for guidance. Ask to let go of the pain that you are feeling, knowing that what is occurring with this one, your mother, is what she has asked for, is what her soul path has given her. That is difficult for all of us, as in this lifetime, in the physical lifetime, we do not wish for pain. We do not wish for suffering, and we cannot barely tolerate it. However, this is part of your path as well, and you must learn to let go. Namaste.
Yes, and we add here that for in general here, not only for this specific one who asked this question, but for all, the idea of frequency vibration is what this is going to move toward. Your entire civilization is moving toward the idea of raising frequency vibration, and these types of things that you are speaking of here now, such as dementia, such as disease and heart problems and all of these things, diabetes, all of these things will be taken care of with the use of frequency vibration, and specifically the concept of sound vibration, which is coming out as we find it more and more in your, not so much your mainstream yet, but for those that are looking for answers, those that are looking for assistance, it will come at this time now in the area of sound vibration. Look it up, do some research, and you will find that there is going to be much shifting in terms of your medical model falling away, the allopathic medical model falling away, and moving toward a more naturopathic and technological vibrational frequency that is going to change everything as we find it here. But it is something that is in has gaining momentum here. But looked it up, sound vibration, frequency vibration. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel?
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes.
When I had my awakening, people moved away from me, you know, I pushed them away because we weren't on the same path, and I was busy with learning. But now I'm noticing either it's my vibrations I'm giving off, opening my heart to people or whatever, but I have people coming to me, I mean, being drawn to me for some reason. And I'm wondering if this is a sign of these people awakening. Go ahead.
Yeah. It is not only a sign of their awakening, but it is a sign of your vibrational frequency increasing and attracting those that are also increasing their vibrational frequency to you. That is what is occurring here and will continue to happen. And that is what is bringing so much, much more momentum to the Great Awakening here. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We can add here, if we may, dear sister. There goes that question again. If we may. Dear sister, along the path of life, there are many signs, and it is up to you to decide what those signs are, what they mean for you. And the idea that you have given here, that your heart feels that it has opened, there is nothing better in the process of attraction than an open heart. Those that feel the openness of another individual are automatically drawn to that individual, as the heart is the center of love. And as the heart opens, the love comes pouring out of the being. There are many instances of this over the millennia, where an individual such as Gandhi, for example, had such an incredible open heart that even though this one Gandhi had nothing to offer, millions followed. That is an example, you see. So there's proof there that your heart is opening if others are coming to you. But what we must caution you about is that you are not the one that can change their lives. They must change their lives. You may influence them, but then you must let go of what you think that influence is. Because everybody is on their own path, and you may be called to assist, and you will, but you must let go of anything you think might be a result that you think you are in charge of, because you are not, you see. This is all that we would caution you about, that give your love, give your light, give your understanding, give your compassion, and then let go of it all. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be any further questions here? We need to release channel. Any further questions?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hello.
Or yet.
I am requesting the highest spiritual frequency and energy that's available for those people such as myself that are in between the advancements in my life, in our lives, and move into the new adventure. And I am also asking for personal and other people on the planet that are experiencing a fear of homelessness. So I am also asking for spiritual support for myself, because that is what I feel that keeps me going, and to believe and accept that the next steps for my evolution involve relocating myself into another place to live. Thank you.
And we would say that as you have asked, now you shall receive. because it is in the asking that you do receive. Shoshana, do you
we agree with that. This is, dear sister, we would like to add here. May we add?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, the most difficult situation that an individual finds themselves in is ultimately the most rewarding. That is the most growth. That is the most that this individual, the being that is experiencing this, will receive a great awakening from this. It is in the surrendering, it is in the knowing that all is well, that you will be guided, that you will have what you need, that you will believe that is how the vibration is strengthened on that. Lack of belief creates nothing. So you must strengthen your belief that all is well. And as you strengthen that, that which will come to you, that which will help you, is attracted to you, you see, and will help you move forward. Strengthen your belief, your resolve to move forward in this situation, and that whatever comes is the right thing. Namaste.
Very good. And we know there is one email question that you can ask it.
Yes, thank you. A person is asking if someone in their crystalline light body can heal a person that is paralyzed, in this instance, someone from the waist down. Thank you.
And we would say, did not Yeshua show that this was certainly possible? It was not him that did the works. It was the Father within him, his higher God self, that was working through him. And because of his higher vibrational frequency and higher consciousness in those moments, and his tremendous belief in the entire process, he was able to heal those that were afflicted with whatever they had. And he was able to bring them healing. But know that it was a combination of his higher God self, the Father, working through him. And of course, that is the great universal source that is working through him as well. Just step down many, many times in vibration. And it is... that was the reason he was able to do that, as well as the belief within the one that is receiving the healing. That was very important as well. As you know, if you have followed any of the stories of Yeshua and the healing process that he went through. Now, to understand at this time, in terms of your own awakening and your own moving into your light body and your crystalline light body, we will say here, as this is the question, when you are fully able to do that, you will have the vibrational frequency as and the consciousness and your higher God self working through you to do the same thing. Remember, he said, all of these things I do and more shall you do. So know that as you are moving through this ascension process and rising in vibrational frequency and consciousness, that you will have the capability to do those things such as laying on of hands, just as some now have that ability to do this as well. But remember, it is belief on both sides that is necessary here. Shoshana, do you have any?
We will add here, we do not have additional instructions here. But we will rephrase something here, and that is, it is faith that heals you. It is the faith that heals you. Just as the great being Yeshua healed others, they had faith in the healer. That coincides with the idea that both must believe. But in an instant, that which is healed can fall into disease again because the faith was weak. You must have faith that you are healed. You must have that faith. That is all we have to add here, that is an important element. That one other thing, that no being can heal another without the other believing that they can be healed as one who serves has given. Namaste.
Very good. And do you have any parting message?
We will say that everything that we have heard today, we believe that each that has expressed their comments, their desires, their questions, are on the right track. They must first believe in themselves, and then all follows. Namaste.
Very good. And we say here, just as your discussion earlier and what Saint Germain brought through in his message, that this is the greatest show on earth, in earth, around earth, and throughout the entire galaxy. So know that as you continue to move through your everyday moments, that you remember and realize that everything is happening for a reason. Even if it does not appear so in that moment, know that there is a greater purpose always involved here. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.